Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Give God time for others to become what wisdom is producing within them. You all should, out of all things, I tell you one thing, I've never prayed for the prophetic. I've never prayed for God to make me a better prophet. Never. I don't even think General Andrew even prayed that. We've never prayed for God to make us better prophets.
Right.
We're very accurate. We prophesy personal and on a large global scale. We've never prayed for God to open up our ear gates and eye gates to make us the best prophet. We never prayed for God to make us a prophet to the nation. You know what we prayed for? You know what we fasted for? You know what we sold $1,000 plus seeds? I've sold thousands. That means multiple $1,000 in increments of seeds into fertile ground. You know what we did? We prayed and fasted and sowed for wisdom. You do that for wisdom because that's the only problem you're going to have. You will have no other problem than that of a wisdom problem, even when it comes down to waiting. Through what I preach to you today, this solved a solution or brought forth a solution of how you can be your posture, your attitude, your perspective on waiting. If I can change your posture, your perspective, and your attitude on waiting, then you can wait and endure a little bit longer. When you understand the rewards of waiting, when you understand what waiting will reveal, when you understand that God will favor you because of your waiting, it makes you wait in a better attitude than you did previously. It makes you not so quick to disconnect and go over here and go over there, sleep with this person, open up your legs here, do this, not even teach your children. A lot of us need to teach our children and our grandchildren the power of waiting. When you have wisdom, this will give you that attitude and that new language to now go forward and talk to other people about the power of waiting. And while you're waiting, guess what? It produces more wisdom within you because patience, understand this, patience, it's the willingness to assign time to work on a solution. You have to willingly and knowingly and purposefully know that you're going to be patient on a thing. Patience is a decision. Waiting is a decision. And when you are patient, it begins to say to God, I'm willing to assign time for you, God, to work on a solution. Work on my solution in my life. Work on a solution in my marriage. Work on a solution with my children. Work on a solution with my finances. Work and produce a solution for everything that is important to me and connected to me. It will produce, if you have patience, it will produce exceptional friendships, long-lasting friendships. It will produce great, uncommon marriages. It will produce what money cannot produce, the intangible. Patience, it will turn things around that used to be broken and weak and unhealthy, and it begins to now focus your energy on producing powerful and strong-minded acquaintances and friendships, even within yourself. When you're patient with yourself and allow God to do what he needs to do in you, no longer will you be in shambles. No longer will you be busy. No longer will you be hungry for the wrong things or impatient and penis hungry and vagina hungry. No longer will you be in that situation where everything you do is governed by fleshly desires. No longer will you be insecure and settling. Well, I guess I'll do this because I don't know if I'm worth anything else and I don't know who else is going to love me. No longer will you have that mindset because you're allowing God to work out how he sees you through you. He's allowing you to change your mindset about your strength. He will expose your weaknesses. So exposing comes so that you can know how to strengthen your weakness. If you're hothead, impatient, God's going to continue to show you that all throughout your life. You know what? I choose now to not be that anymore. I choose to be in the same situation that I'm in, my hothead, because of my anger problem. I don't want them to go to jail. I don't want them to get shot. I don't want them to lose it, and then somebody else is going to have to choose to make them an example because they could not keep their patience and keep their mouth closed and have discipline. I don't want them to bounce from husband to husband or baby daddy to baby daddy because they were looking at me and I were not a good example of being patient and learning how to make better quality decisions. I don't want them to just go for anything when it comes down to a career. I want them to have the patience to endure, get the education, gather information so that they can have the best jump start in their career as possible. I want them to be strong. I want to know how to do and how to deal with my body. Stop being impatient and going for these quick meals that are high in preservatives, high in sodium, high in calorie. I'm saying get some patience. Learn how to stand over a stove. Learn how to read the label on a bag and stop feeding your vessels with all of these high carbs and high sodium foods that are causing you diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension. It is killing you, and the enemy loves it. He would love for somebody that loves the Lord to die early, because as soon as you're off this earth, he don't have to deal with you anymore. As soon as you're so sick,
come on.
That's real.
Medications, and you go into the doctor just to get refills on 10 different prescriptions, and now you're so full from taking your pills, you don't even want food because you're so full of taking 10 to 8 pills a day. This is what God does not want for your life. Be patient with yourself. Take time out of the day to work out. Take time out of the day for go for a 30-minute walk. Take time out of the day if you have a community gym. Go to the gym or get a membership. They're so cheap now, $10 a month, some of these places. Take time out of the day to body right, because half of the issues that we have, it ain't because the devil, it ain't because a witch put a curse on you. It's because you're impatient with your day, you don't know how to manage your time, and you're impatient with your diet, so you eat this junk food and you don't work out, and now that's why you sick. And then you want to blame the devil. The devil said, it ain't me, it's because of your decisions. But I'll take the credit, not a problem, because he's killing you. He wants to kill you so that now you're so focused on your health, and because you're in and out of the hospital, that's why you can't fulfill what God has you to do. It's all connected. It's all connected. Better start having accountability until we start owning our waiting time, owning our patience, until we start really exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit. That's all it is. Galatians 5:22-23, that's all it is. Nine fruit of the Spirit. One of them, it may not say patience, depending on the translation, but long-suffering. Long-suffering is that patience. Long-suffering is that waiting. Long-suffering is a fruit. It is something that is good. We often frown on long-suffering. Oh, we can rejoice. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith. We can rejoice on the fruit of the Spirit that sound good. Oh, gentleness, self-control, you know, but we frown on long-suffering. Oh, long-suffering. I don't know. They kind of want to exit that out. If people could rewrite the Bible, they'd probably leave that one out. Then, no, that's not a fruit. Long-suffering, no, that's not me. That's not me. So a lot of people, they actually own it and get an attitude with it and hashtag it. Non-waiters, you know, not me. I'm not waiting long. I'm instant gratified. And that instant gratification will get you killed. If you want instant gratification in every area of your life, you're going to make some bad decisions. Your health will decline because you're going to make poor decisions in return of your health. Your relationships, your marriages, they will not be blissful because you want instant gratification. Sometimes you have to learn how to wait so that you can have the long-lasting gratification, so that it can last and be favorable for you. Does this make sense, people of God?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Well, no more when people say, I'm waiting. Even people. Because they've been religiotized, if I could put it like that. They've been taught, oh, waiting, I'm waiting on the Lord. They sound like they just broken down. Oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. And then you start talking about things in their life. Well, I'm waiting on God. Wait a minute, where does that perkiness it just left your life? So when you see people who sound like they're down, when you even yourself sound like it's just a horrible thing to wait on God, check yourself. Also enlighten other people. You're waiting on God? Wow, good for you. He'll look at you and be like, what do you mean? I'm waiting. Waiting is a powerful thing. I'm giving you strategy on how you can strike a conversation. I'm giving you strategy on how you can witness to somebody else. It's easy because people need a better perspective. So whenever you hear somebody who's talking about waiting in a negative perspective, now you have been gifted with language to begin to encourage them and say, no, 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 my sister. No, 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 my brother. Waiting is an awesome thing. My general, my apostle. She began to teach me about that, and it blew my mind. She talked to me about how waiting is not wasted time. This is time that you can invest on you. This is bringing favor for your life, girl. They'll be like, what? Yeah. Waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah. See? God? Yes. Waiting can do it. And you're going to break it down like I broke it down to you. Share your own testimony. I share so much. My life, I'm telling you, through the power of waiting, got me over 30 acres of land throughout America. Through the power of waiting, I don't just have one stream of income, but I have over 13 streams of income. Through the power of waiting, it took me off my 9-to-5. Through the power of waiting, me and my husband do not have to punch a clock come Monday. We never have to sing the blues before Mondays. Through the power of waiting, I get to travel all across the world doing what I love to do, fulfilling my purpose. Through the power of waiting, I discovered my purpose. Through the power of waiting, I've been able to meet all of you all. Do you not know you're part of our process of waiting? Because we were patient and because we did not throw in the towel, this is how KCI was birthed out. Through the power of waiting, greatness and great connections have come forth. You all are part of our ministry. We've been able to ordain some beautiful people.
God.
You
Amen.
All, everyone, if not all of you all on the line, have been a testament of a blessing from this ministry. Why? Because of our power of waiting. If we were impatient, when we felt like God wasn't moving quick enough, I guarantee KCI Worldwide would not be here. I guarantee me and my husband will be getting ready to go on our long commute to a job working a 9-to-5. I guarantee we will probably not have the credit score that we have. It will be a lot lower. I guarantee that I will own no acres of land. I can guarantee you this, that I definitely would not be in the health and the strength that I am now. I can guarantee you this, that if we were not patient and if we did not wait on God, we would not be entrepreneurs. Through the power of waiting, we will not have multiple degrees. We will not have multiple secular degrees and Christian degrees. I would not hold a doctorate degree, nor General Andrew. Through the power of waiting, I would not have lost 50-plus pounds. Through the power of waiting, I would not be able to do and conquer everything that I know I can do and have done. That's
Praise
the power of waiting.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are part of our waiting. Your blessings you receive from this fertile ground is the power of waiting. This is how important it is because just like I told you, I'm boasting in God, you would do the same. Through your power of waiting, you can say, wow, if I wasn't patient and if I was not able and available to wait on God, my business would never have came to fruition. You all can have the testimony about how you would have never thought possible that you would put out your 10 books about life or empowerment or inspiration, about diet, about nutrition. Through the power of waiting, you will have the testimony that is needed to be able to encourage somebody else and say, because I waited on the Lord, I have this marriage. And it's not just a man. It's not just a woman that I'm a roommate with, but we are actually connected in covenant, and it is an uncommon love that serves as inspiration to people I know and don't know. Through the power of waiting, you can say, I've been the best parent and guardian that I could ever, ever be by God's grace because I waited on the wisdom of how to deal with my teenager, how to empower them and train them to be productive citizens on this earth and citizens in the supernatural. Through my power of waiting, I've been able to birth out my restaurant or my clinic or my shelter. This will be your testimony, but it will never come to pass unless you understand the power of waiting. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to speak to your people about what you love, long-suffering, about what you deem and what you already know holds true favor and reward, which is the power of waiting. I thank you, Lord, for teaching us and changing and transforming our perspective on how we are to wait to you, showing us the posture to not lose focus, to not get distracted, to not look like we're idle, but to become busy during our season of waiting, to learn. Even when people, onlookers, trolls, haters, they come in and they think I'm staying stagnant, you, Lord, see them in their midnight hour prayer. You see them when they're studying the Word of God. You see them when they're pushing back the plate. You see them when they're seeking you and gaining the wisdom and knowledge and understanding through your Word of God and through other published works. I thank you, Lord, for their patient heart, for them subduing their flesh so that they can connect and stay in connection with the man and woman of God you've sent to be their deliverer, the man and woman of God you sent to be their mentor, the man and woman of God you sent to be able to guide them in the higher grace and anointing, to be able to lead them out of the land of desertion and bring them into the land of prosperity, to begin to show them through wisdom and strategy how they can elevate their life, their quality of living. I thank you, Lord, that this word that you have given has not been sown on thorny hearts or stony hearts, but it has given, oh, Lord, implanted on a heart of warmth and flesh so that the seed can germinate. And even today, they can begin to implement the harvest of waiting. They begin to have the posture and the attitude and the language of waiting. They, Lord, hallelujah, will begin to be an example to their children, to their coworkers, to their loved ones, to their spouse. Lord, I thank you that most of all, they will serve as proof, because ultimately waiting on you is proof of our trust in you. Waiting on you is proof that we love you. Waiting on you is proof that we're giving you the time to work out a solution in every area of our life. And for that, God, we give you the praise. For that, God, I got to give you the praise, because you're working it out for our good. You're working it out. All the good things are going to work out to us. You said in your word, you will be good unto them that wait on you, that seek you. And, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. For your goodness, oh, it encompasses everything. Healing, deliverance, provision, protection, prosperity, peace. When you're good to us, we don't lack in anything. So thank you for being good to us, because we're waiting on you and we're seeking you. Oh, God, I thank you. And we come in your precious Son's name, in Jesus' mighty name. Let all of God's people say
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.